Revelation. How can anyone know God unless he reveals himself? If God did not speak, religion would be nothing more than man's best guess. But God has revealed himself in creation, in the Bible, and in the person of Jesus Christ. We can know God, and we can be brought into right standing with him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Okay, I cheated, but not a lot. This is Wretched Radio. Chad Wright, a Navy SEAL, appearing on the Joe Rogan program, talking about all things Navy SEAL, all things hunting, physical fitness. But then it turned to a conversation about Jesus Christ. And this guy has done a very swell job of explaining, I think, presenting Christianity is deeper and more profound than what I think he's heard from most. They've talked about it. They've shared some nuggets. He's going into the guts of Christianity here. It appears he's staying away from apologetics and he's evangelizing by sharing testimony, which in my estimation is a perfectly valid way to share your faith. Here's what God did for me. I'm tripping through life thinking I'm pretty spanky. Suddenly, I had a confrontation with PU myself, and I reeked. The odor that I was emanating was sin. What is sin? It's a violation of God's law. I realized I was a lawbreaker. I didn't honor God. I didn't love him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I dishonored my parents. I lied. I lust, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I did all of these terrible things, and I knew it. And something told me, if my court case goes to trial, I'm in big trouble. And I had every reason to believe that was true because the Bible says there is a day appointed unto each of us where we must give an account. And I knew that thought, word, and deed, it was going to find me guilty. And God should do exactly what you would expect a just judge to do. But then I heard some great news that he sent his son to take my crimes upon himself and be punished on my behalf. Now, that's a testimony that has all the components of the gospel. So a testimony can be an effective way to witness. Now, I think the preference is that you're pressing it in. But when you're in a setting where it's like, you know, I'm just, if I go that, like, it's just not going to, or it's not the right context, or in this instance, you've got Joe Rogan and a worldwide audience, he's sharing a testimony. And he's being more theological than others. And I'm super grateful for that. This is going to help Joe a lot. And I hope it shows him there's more to Christianity than just stories about Jesus feeding thousands of people. Chad Wright now, because Jimmy told me that at apparently 23 minutes into this clip.
Yeah, and you got to keep listening for 4 or 5 minutes. But
all right. Happy to do that because my critique so far, and we'll see if my critique gets removed, is that he's explained what a total sinner he was, what a totally depraved man he was, and that he got saved by Jesus. But did you notice some stuff is missing there? It's all of the necessary components of the gospel. Now, Jimmy, according to you, you're going to get there, but I queued it up to 23 minutes. You see if you can pick up on what he's doing here. It's pretty clear they were talking about the Shroud of Turin.
The physical body, like is being transposed onto that shroud, whether it's real or not. Have you ever thought about this?
He's changing the subject. I love that.
Yep.
Dude. That's a guy, you know, he's got that Southern accent and he sounds all laid back. He's not. He knows what he's doing here. He's controlling the conversation. And you can do that too. If you find yourself off in the weeds of an evangelistic encounter, just rip it back. And very rarely does somebody go, wait a second, we were talking about the Shroud of Turin and you're suddenly switching the subject. They just, like a fish that got caught with a hook, they just go with it. Well done, dude.
If you think about going back to talking about death and why do we have to die? Why is it a necessity for all humans? Well, the the scripture tells us that for human, the reason that we must die is because of sin, right?
All right.
That started with the very first sin of man and woman in the very beginning, right? Because scripture tells us that man was created to exist eternally in the beginning, the human physical form. But when man sinned,
Jimmy, I'm so grateful for you.
Oh,
that hurt a lot. He's getting there. He's getting into it. I'm really happy to hear this. He's now explaining what sin is. Never assume somebody knows what sin is, because everybody's morality, it is subjective. Nobody ever commits any sort of objective crime, certainly not against God. Good. He's explaining it because we need to.
A lot of things happened. Death, that's the moment. Scripturally, that's when death entered the equation. So this sin is a big problem.
Nice.
Like that is the genesis of death entering the equation and becoming a reality for all men.
Nice, dude.
I wonder a lot what happened when that sin caused death in man. It's almost like it changed man's genetic makeup. It's almost like man was created in the beginning to exist in a physical body eternally, meaning he had perfect genetics, right? He could exist, nothing decayed. He could continue on for all eternity. He also had the ability to be in the presence of the Almighty. In some way, the human brain could interact with the Almighty. But when sin entered the equation, it's almost like man's genetic code was marred and death entered the equation and we began to age.
Now, again, I'm wanting this to happen. I want to hear him hopefully explain that sin, it didn't just introduce death. Why? But why? Why? Because it's a violation of God's law and the perfect was now sullied. And the consequence for sin is death. Let's see.
And it even, when I think about it along those lines, it's totally theoretical, by the way. That's how we inherit our sinful nature, is because the result of sin actually changed the genetic makeup of man's physical body.
Cool. But it's also a violation of God's law. Therefore, we're lawbreakers, we're criminals, we deserve a sentencing. Jimmy, is my wish going to come true?
In a way.
All right. Look, somebody doesn't need to say things exactly the way that I do. I prefer that, of course, but that's not necessary. So let's see what he gets to here.
And therefore, by necessity, he now has to die because he ages. And also, we lost our ability to perceive the Almighty and to actually converse with him. In we lost something in our brain, right? That's why I wonder about that.
And by the way, that's the noetic effect of the fall. Our brain talk about brain damage. That's what happened at the fall. Every aspect of our brain no longer functions to full capacity.
EMT stuff. Mm. We lost something in our brain that originally allowed us to see into this other realm and converse with this almighty being, we lost the ability to do that because of sin. Which brings me to the body of Christ. The interesting thing about the body, physical body of Jesus Christ, he was the only man, according to scripture, who ever fulfilled the law of God completely and perfectly, which means his physical body, his literal physical body, was not affected by sin, which is the thing that is causing all of us to die by necessity. And I just wonder if that physical body, if the body of Christ, if Christ would have grown to maturity, which he did, which was when he started his ministry, was full adult maturity. I wonder if he would not have been crucified, if he could have lived in that physical body forever. If the aging process would have stopped and he would have never had to die because the effects of sin were not upon him. The curse was not upon him.
Speculation. I don't think this is moving us forward a ton.
And it makes me think about that body because they took his body off the cross, laid it in the tomb. When we die, our bodies begin to go through decay very quickly. You've seen that killing animals. You kill something within a few hours, it starts to get kind of blowed up, stiff as a board. After about a day, it stinks, all nasty. He died. They put him in that tomb. He was there for 3 days. That body didn't decay. The spirit then re-entered that same body. And that body, that same body, rose up and eventually ascended into heaven. He took that body with him into this other realm.
Jimmy?
Yes?
You said he was going to get to explaining the consequences of sin.
Well,
we'll find out if Jimmy is right. Don't take that bet. The odds are horribly against that thing. Next on Wretched Radio.
You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's honestly judging how we judge. Listen, if you're tired of watching your loved ones fall for every wind of doctrine that blows through TikTok, this resource could be an answered prayer. 13 powerful lectures that will revolutionize how you view biblical discernment. Plus, because we love you, there's a free study guide included. It's time to stop tiptoeing and start standing firm. Your family and friends need you anchored in God's Word now more than ever at FortisInstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? Yeah, that's the culture we're living in right now. But you know what gets me excited? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We've assembled a team of incredible voices who are diving deep into God's Word every single day. I'm talking about Dr. John Krotz helping you integrate theology into real life, or Dr. Adam Tyson, who is speaking truth into young men's hearts, or Pastor Brad Bigney transforming marriages from surviving to thriving. But here's the thing, while we're standing strong, that's what Fortis means, by the way, we need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. We're not starting something new at Fortis. We're strengthening something vital. And so if you're ready to join us in this mission, if you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to FortisInstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Question: what if everything you knew about God is absolutely true, but it's not changing how you live your life? I think we've all stood in that gap sometimes. Our theology, rock solid. Our hearts, they're still learning how to play catch up. And Dr. John Krotz, the host of Integrated, understands this struggle because he's lived it. He's the pastor of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and of course, the host of the Integrated podcast at Fortis Plus, and he's discovered 5 powerful ways to bridge that gap between knowing God and truly loving him with everything we've got. In his new Fortis Forum, Head to Heart, which is available now on Fortis Plus, Dr. Krotz shares how biblical characters like Stephen and Daniel didn't just memorize truth, they lived it under pressure. Here's what Dr. Krotz has learned and what he's going to show you in his Fortis Forum. God uses everything, even our suffering, to move his truth from our heads to our hearts. If you're ready to turn doctrine into devotion, your heart's waiting, and so is this Fortis Forum hosted by Dr. John Krotz. It's called Head to Heart, and it's available now on Fortis Plus.
Names of God. We learn a lot about God from the names given to him in Scripture. One name is El Roi, the God who sees. God is ultimately aware and concerned for us. Nothing escapes his vision. For the unsaved, this is a great terror. But for those who are in Christ, this is a great comfort. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Jimmy, please enter the courtroom to defend yourself. This is Wretched Radio. All right, dude, you said this little snippet that we just heard of Chad Wright, a Navy SEAL appearing on the Joe Rogan program, explains the gospel more fully because he's talked about being totally depraved. He's talked about being saved because of Jesus Christ. Good and good. But my encouragement is that we color the picture more. We got to explain what sin is, the consequences, God's character, why we should go to hell, what Jesus did for us on the cross. And you said this little snippet that we just heard explains that. I said, I'm not hearing it. Well, defend yourself. You say it does.
Well, I think in a way that it does. I think the components of the gospel are there. I think he explained how we're totally depraved. I think he explained death, burial, and resurrection. He explained sin. I think all of that was there. I think this guy, honestly, is brilliant because of who he's talking to. I think he is very strategic in how he is saying things to Joe Rogan.
I totally agree
with
that.
Who overthinks everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's true.
Yeah, I think he did a brilliant job. Now, he may not have directly said everything that we would say and how we would say it, but
that's a good warning that somebody doesn't say it exactly the way that I do. We can be too critical inappropriately because it didn't come out the exact way that we've learned how to say it or that we've practiced. I grant you that. I just want to make sure. I don't think that I'm being hypercritical in this regard. There, that we can leave no room for confusion. Yeah, you and I can kind of get what he's doing, but with somebody who doesn't know anything about it, no. Yeah, it's like want to sell somebody a car who knows nothing about automobiles and you explain tires. Yep, that's true. You explain a steering wheel. Cool. So do you want to buy a car? Well, no, that's interesting information. Why wouldn't you want to buy a car? Because I don't know about a tire and a steering wheel, and I don't think that I need a tire and a steering wheel. Okay, well, so what if I tell you that those wheels are connected to a body where you get to sit in luxury in a climate-controlled cabin, and that steering wheel is connected to those tires, which will take you in whatever direction you want because there's an engine underneath the hood, which you'd have to explain, that will actually transport you from point A to B way faster than walking. Okay, now I'm starting to get what a car is. But if I'm a car clean slate, I can't just explain different parts of the car and expect people to understand the entire object. And the same thing is true with the gospel. How was that illustration, Jimmy? Could I have done better on that one?
No, it was good.
Okay. All illustrations limp. That one was like totally handicapped. The point is, we've got to make sure that we're really clear. Jimmy defends himself, says he is. Let's continue with Chad Wright.
It just makes me wonder, like, what the human body was like in the beginning when we were created perfectly with this mental ability to interact with this other realm, converse with the Almighty, the absence of sin. In other words, our genetics were perfect.
Again, the effects of sin, but we really need to explain the nastiest effect of sin is that it is a sin against a holy God.
The human body was perfect. It would not die.
So this is if you're taking the Old Testament absolutely and literally. And if you do that, what do you think about evolution?
Okay, they're going to go down a rabbit trail. That's for sure. Now, what? You got something?
Yeah.
What?
It's later in the video.
Where?
Go to a...
this is professional.
Go to about the 51-minute mark.
See, here's the problem with me not listening to something in advance. I wanted to be all surprised and stuff. All right, you said go to 50. Okay, I'm at 51.
Five. And it's funny. It was by the Almighty's sovereign, immutable will that he chose the cross.
Okay.
as to be the story of redemption for man. It's funny that he chose the cross, and he did it for his own good pleasure. He chose to destroy the wisdom of man by a message that is seemingly foolish. It's so backwards. He chose to destroy man's wisdom, our natural man's wisdom, right? All the great things that man has done and known and discovered. He chose to destroy all of that by this foolish message of the cross.
I do need to inject, Jimmy, based on your observation, he's trying to put this in a Joe Rogan kind of context. I think that's helpful for Joe because he thinks philosophy, he thinks wisdom, mm-hmm. perhaps experience, those that's the ultimate. And what he just heard is very counterintuitive, that all of the wisdom stuff that we esteem as being wise is actual foolishness. That's helpful for Joe. Still want to hear crystal clarity on sin and judgment, wrath, and Jesus on the cross, forgiveness of sins because he paid our fine for us.
For his own good pleasure. Because man, in his wisdom, did not know God when he came here in the body, in the person of Jesus Christ. They actually killed him. So he said, I'm going to destroy y'all's natural wisdom with this message of foolishness.
What is that message?
Kind of comedic.
It is. So if it really did happen, it's the most bizarre way to get a message across.
It's the most bizarre way that you could ever, like literally even imagine, man.
Now, and imagine you trying to explain to people your experiences with whatever you encountered in those barracks. And people hearing that, like, it's the problem with unique experiences that are completely outside of the norm. Well, what's more outside of the norm than the resurrection of Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ being actually the Son of God? Like, imagine trying to explain that to people. They'd be like, what are you talking about?
Got to tell you, this is, it's, Joe, the Lord is working on him. Maybe he's done a work in him, but this dude is different.
There's this guy, his name is Jesus. Like, shut the like, what are you, in a multi-level marketing scheme?
Okay, maybe not yet.
What are you talking about, man? Does this guy want money from you? Like, what is this guy? Is this guy wife? Like, what's going on?
Yeeks.
No, man. It's not like that. Like, okay. Right. But if it really is true, you would be stuck. You'd be stuck with this story. And you can't leave that part out. No, you're commanded to tell the entire story. So you have this conundrum.
Yeah.
Right? This part is going to sound crazy, but...
You summed it up well, Joe.
Of what was just said. All right. All that to say, unless you've got another place I need to go.
No.
Look, again, this guy has done a finer job than anyone I've heard talking about the rich textures of Christianity. And perhaps because this thing went on for well over an hour.
Yeah, I think Joe Rogan got more of the gospel than he ever has.
I think he got more theology than he has. Mm-hmm. But again, my definition of the gospel is, and you know what? If you think that I'm wrong on this, and I am being just too picky, you send me an email to idea@wretched.org. But I don't think that the totality of the gospel has been presented, because of all of the components that are missing. Okay, let's go back to 101 illustrations. Doctor walks into the room, the patient is sitting there, and the doctor says, hey, I just want you to know, man, I'm telling you, I had maladies, I had trouble, and I took this pill. It made me so much better. Here, take the pill. And the patient, if he's thinking at all, would say, well, hold on a second. I don't think I have those maladies. Furthermore, what happens if I don't take that pill? Without explaining, well, we've done some tests, and what it indicates is that you too have this malady. And this malady, it's going to kill you. And if you do not take the prescription for it, you're going to die. Now, that's a basic illustration that we use to, I think, reveal the necessity of the law in evangelism. Without that explanation of what the law is, what the law represents, what the law does, and how Jesus fulfilled the law, satisfies the law, and takes the punishment for lawbreakers, it's not a full gospel presentation. Are the words that this man spoke to Joe Rogan going to return void? Absolutely not. Am I grateful that he went in his kind of southern sort of way? He went deeper and more theological? Absolutely. Do I think that this is going to help Joe's understanding of Christianity? Yeah, I do. I'm merely stating that when we say we preach the gospel, we need to make sure that we're actually preaching the totality of the gospel. Having said all of that, Chad, if you're listening, please don't kill me. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.